Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Jawar-e Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mein Rehte Hain Hum. Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum. فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد میرے تے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائق پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات جن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم پس ساکنان مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب و جاہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم جوار محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم وی اسٹے ان دا نیبرہڈ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حضرت مولانا عاشق الہی بلند شہری محاجد مدنی رحیمہم اللہ had requested حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحیم اللہ to write a few اشعار regarding the honor of those people who live in Medina Munawwara. On this, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah compiled this poem. Zameen par Medina ki rehte hai hum, falak par magar naaz karte hai hum. That although we are living on the earth, in the land of Medina Munawwara, those that are in the heavens, they look at us and they have such envy that you are so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf. He says, don't ask what honor we have been given. Jiware Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mein rehte hai hum. That we have been honored to be able to live in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. He says, oh my friend, do not feel that this is because of a contact that you have or some of your wealth that you were able to buy a place in that area. He says, oh my friends, this is nothing but the favor of your Rabb upon you. Madine ki basti mein baste hai hum. That we have been allowed to live in the city of Medina Munawwara. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri. He says, my value has become just because of my relationship with Medina Munawwara. If anyone meets me also, he honors me, he greets me, just because you are from the city of Medina Munawwara. Wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. Had it not been for this relationship with Medina Munawwara, we would have had no value at all. Medina mein marna muqaddar mein ho. He says, oh Allah, as you have allowed me to live in Medina Munawwara, let it also be that I pass away in Medina Munawwara. Imam Malik rahimullah, Allah tabarakala blessed him that he was the alim of Medina Munawwara. And from the world, the camels would be brought to the lands of Medina Munawwara to acquire the ilm that he had. Imam Malik rahimullah, however, had one fikr, one worry, that as I have been blessed to live in Medina Munawwara, I don't want to pass away out of Medina Munawwara. So the desire also would come to him to go for Umrah, to go for Hajj. But every time when that desire came, again the thought came, what if I leave and on the way I pass away? So finally, making istikhara, he had a dream, and in the dream he wanted to know, when will I pass away? So if I can get some gauge that I will pass away after so many years, then now I can quickly go. So in the dream then he saw five fingers, like five. Now he wanted to know, what does the five mean? Does it mean 5 days time your death could perhaps come? Or is it 5 months time? Or is it 5 years? So a great alim of the area was asked, what is the size? Like five. Can I go? Can't I go? So the alim explained to him that in the Quran Kareem, Allah Tawarukala has mentioned there are five things which is in the knowledge of Almighty Allah. Among those five, one is where you will pass away. When you will pass away. Imam Malik Rahimullah was not prepared to leave Medina Munawwara. Just on that one fikr. Medina me marna muqaddar me ho. That, oh Allah, when you gave me the chance to live in Medina Munawwara, let it be destined for me also to pass away in Medina Munawwara. Khuda se dua ye bhi karte hai hum. We also make this dua. Ye na laiko par hai Rab ka karam. It is the kindness of my Allah upon those who are not worthy of getting anything at all. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nigri mein rehte hai hum. That we have been allowed to live under the eye of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama have explained that for a great time in the past history, an effort was made that whoever would come to Medina Munawwara would be asked, why are you coming? And then the direction of the people was turned that you are coming, you must say, I'm coming to make ziyarat of the masjid. And Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was built up very, very smart, and it's the demand of the masjid to be made smart. And it was made comfortable, it was made easy, and it was made very huge. And every person was brought, however, there was one motive and one maqsad, that those people who are coming to make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they mustn't come there. They must go anywhere else in the masjid. And they must have an intention, you came for the masjid. But you must not say, I came to make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a very, very great effort was made on this. Those that would come for salam, whether it was men, whether it was women, in the women section, to a much greater effort. They would be told also, go towards the green carpet, fight for the green carpet. But the issue of salam was like a no-no. So much of effort was made to turn people's attention away from the gaze of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite how much effort they made, you would never find a day that came in Medina Munawwara where that crowd was not pushing each other just so that I can stand. Normally the system of the world is, if there is no da'wah towards something, then after a while it will be forgotten. But the magnet which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had was whatever propaganda they made during that era, all that propaganda fell to the ground. Just to be able to stand in front of the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man needed no da'wah. From the east to the west, north to the south, there was a unique call. Whether they wanted it, they did not want it. And the whole world, it was the honor, just so that I can stand in front of the eye of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the kitab of fiqh, which is called Nur al-Ibah, at the end in the chapter of going for Hajj, and he comes finally to the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, when you give your salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then have yaqeen that the words of reply is coming from the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, have yaqeen that the nazar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is falling upon you also. It is thus that he said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki nigri mein rehte hai ham, that in the nigrani of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the watchful eye, shafaate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki bhi ho naqib. Oh Allah, when you allowed me to get the eye of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then also allow that we get the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua ra din yabi karte hai ham, day and night we are asking for this, oh Allah. Madine mein har saal ho haziri. Oh Allah, for those people who are not living in Medina Munawwara. In the Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah remembered all of us. He said, oh Allah, those that are not living in the city, then at least let it be that every year we can present ourselves in the city of Medina Munawwara. Khuda se ye faryad karte hai hum. Oh Allah, the most we can do is we can beg for this honor and we can wait for your doors to open. Bas ae saakinane Medina mujhe nabulo guzarish ye karte hai hum. Finally he says, oh those who are living in Medina Munawwara, I plead with you that in your du'as do not forget us, those that who have not yet been allowed to live in the city of Medina Munawwara. Ae akhtar mere qalb wa jaahe waha. Finally he says, oh akhtar, referring to Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah. He says, although my body is not there, but my heart and my life, it is all connected to Medina Munawwara. Madine se go dur rehte hai hum. Even though we are living so far from Medina Munawwara, but he says, my heart is in the city of Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, he wrote this. He says, while standing and making salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes I wanted to go front, very close to the curtain, and my body was not allowing me. And then he said, I saw so many people who are so close, and they are making salam and they are right touching the wall. And I also felt I want to be so close, and then I couldn't go front. And then he writes that a thought came to me, that closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now no longer bodily, but is a thing of closeness of heart. He says, a man can be standing far back and with adab and respect, and he can be very, very close. And a guard could be standing right at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Day and night his job is to move other people, but he could be very, very far. And it can happen the other way around also. Someone very close is very close, someone very far is very far. May Allah tabarakala make it that me and you, we are very far. Should not be that bodily also we are very far, and with our heart also. May Allah tabarakala let our heart connect with the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the reality of the love of Madinatul Munawwara of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah ta'ala let us read Durood Sharif regularly and try and follow as many sunnahs as possible. And give us the love of the knowledge of the sunnahs, the love of the sunnahs, to practice upon the sunnahs and to propagate the sunnahs also. And may Allah ta'ala accept it from us. Further, in these questions and answers to Hazrat, the person whose letter we are reading, a lengthy read a letter, he writes, Hazrat Aqdas, min darja zail teen hal se khali nahi ho. He says that the three conditions which I am mentioning now, these are my conditions. At all times, these are my conditions. One is, rozi halal kamane mein jaan ki bazi larata ho. In order to earn halal rozi, I make every effort. I strive greatly in order to earn halal rozi. Because many times in a person's rozi, easily some doubtful thing comes in, some haram thing comes in, and if a person has to be very strong to avoid that. A person speaks a lie, and now he did a transaction, now he has spoiled that whole thing. At that time, to control oneself. Many other things also that come, that in order to earn halal rozi, he says, I make every effort that my rozi must be 100% halal. The second point, ek jismani maraz mustaqil hai. And then I've got one illness, physical illness, body illness, and this is with me all the time also. I've got this one illness and it is with me. Thirdly, mere mukhalif mukhalifat khub karte hai. And those who are opposed to me, against me, they really go to their full extent and length in order to oppose me. So I'm suffering, these are the two conditions of mine. In order to earn halal, I make every effort and I make sure that no haram, no doubtful thing comes in my rozi. Then I'm beset with a illness, and that is with me also all the time. And those who don't like me, who oppose me, they are going to every length to oppose me. So Hazrat writes, with regard to the first one, Mubarak ho. Very fortunate is that person who makes sure that his rozi is halal. That nothing, no doubt comes in there, no law of Shariat is violated or anything. And his rozi is 100% halal. And in this we see that how many of our elders, what efforts they had made. For example, there is one type of sale which is not allowed, that when the fruit on the tree, when the fruit comes, then before it's ripe, they make the sale. So you don't know whether that fruit will ripen, a hailstorm comes, or anything else comes, but it's a common sale which the people make. Some of our buzurgs, when they were students, and from that they take out something and it's added in the curries generally, everywhere. So some of our buzurgs, they didn't eat that at all, whole life. As a student also, they didn't eat it. That is now doubtful. It is haram, they say, so that thing is haram. So like this, if we read the instances of our elders, to what lengths they went to make sure that their rozi is halal. Allah Ta'ala, bring it to us. For us, it's not even a dream. For us, just what comes anyhow, whatever business we are doing, we don't find out whether it's permissible, not permissible, what we are doing, we just carry on. So Hazrat says, Mubarak ho, and no doubt that is very blessed for a person who earns his rozi like that. So, secondly, Allah Ta'ala shifa'i kamil ata farmai. Hazrat makes dua that illness that you have, may Allah give you complete shifa. Thirdly, with regard to the people that oppose you, haq baat mein mukhalifat kare to sabr aur dua se kaam le. If on matters of truth, if you think of it, you find out and you are on the right and people are opposing you, then on that make sabr and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And this has always been the case. Always opposition has been there. When Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imamul Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, was not spared. And how the people opposed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a thing that is going to happen to everyone who wants to be on the truth. He will have opposition. And a person should not be frightened for opposition. We also read these words of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, of the pious, that a person who is very popular and everyone likes him, they say we fear of mudahanat. Mudahanat is that a person who doesn't speak the truth about deen. He covers up and he makes a try and make everyone happy. So that he becomes very popular, everyone likes him. So they fear that on a person that becomes very popular with everyone. Everyone likes him. There is a great fear, they hate that fear. So when you follow the truth, then you will be, then you will have opposition. And on that opposition, make sabr, carry on. And who was spared? Hey, not even Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was spared. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made shaheed. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made shaheed. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, everyone. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, what opposition? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah, what these people had to go through? But they remained firmly on the truth. So this is a thing that will happen. One alim explains very nicely that on the ayat wa atasimu bihablillahi jami'a wa la tafarraqu, hold on to the rope of Allah Ta'ala, all of you together firmly, and do not become opposed, do not separate, do not disintegrate, all remain firm on the deen. So he says, who could make amal more on any ayat than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Akram sallallahu, every ayat, if we want to know how to follow that ayat, we have to see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was accused that you have caused the split in the community. The people of Makkah, they say, we were all living together happily. You came now with your new religion and you caused, mother is separated from father, brother from sister, everyone are all separated. So the person who made the greatest amal on that ayat, he is accused of the opposite of that ayat. So in that beautifully explains, whichever alim or any person who will also follow the truth and follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will also get that accusation that you are splitting the ummah, you are dividing the ummah, you are not allowing the ummah to be united. But that is just at the beginning. Afterwards, the world saw that Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what unity of the Muslim ummah, what unity there was. That people were of a Hazrat Bilal from Abyssinia, Hazrat Suhaib Rumi from Rome, Hazrat Salman Farsi from Persia, all of them were so united, more closer than what a person can be with his own family. So much so, this had come. So, this a person should not worry about. As a human being, we get worried and that, but on the truth, a person must remain. You will get opposition. If you don't get opposition, no, then that is something wrong. If you will get opposition, and like one Sahabi told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, think carefully what you are saying. When he said, really? I really do love you. He said, be prepared now for difficulties and hardships in life. It's not a smooth sailing, easy going thing. For the truth, Allah Ta'ala has made it. We ask for afiyah. We ask and beg of Allah Ta'ala not to test us, to make it easy for us. We are extremely weak. But that is how Allah Ta'ala has kept it. Further he writes here, kya ye durust hai ke tino haal se Allah wale bhi khali nahi hote. This is important for us to take note of it, because these things come to us also, our mind also. He says, is it possible that these three conditions, that who is truly an Allah wala, he will also have these conditions. That is, that in order to earn halal, he will have to also make great, great effort and great sacrifices, in order that bodily sickness will be there, some illness, etc. Opposition will be there. So Hazrat replies, jismani marad, makhlooq ki mukhalifat, wilayat ke liye lazim nahi. To have some bodily illness, disease, so whatever it might be, and that people oppose you, these are not things which are part of wilayah, to be a wali of Allah. In other words, it doesn't mean to be a wali of Allah, you must have a sickness. the question that he asked. That do you have this? Do you have to have? Do the awliya have it? In other words, does, must the wali also have this? Hazrat say, it's not necessary that you have to have an illness, and neither is it necessary that the people oppose you also. That is not also part of wilayat. Wilayat ke liye sirf taqwa shart hai. And this is what the great teachings of our Shaykh, how he comes down to the gritty, nitty, the most, what is necessary. That taqwa is the thing that is required. Lekin khud ko Allah wala na samjhe. And a person, a warning has the sound that don't think yourself to be Allah wala. Because of these conditions that they are there, that because of that I may Allah wala. Sabse kamtar apne aap ko samjhe. Regard yourself to be the lowest. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has put this very beautifully, ke nek banna faraz, taqwa wala banna faraz hai. Lekin apne aap ko nek samajna, muttaqi samajna haram hai. You have to make every effort that this comes in you, but never ever think that I am very pious or I am pious. Sabse kamtar apne ko samjhe. Regard yourselves to be the lowest all the time. Yeah, Hazrat explains a very important point also. Jab banda apni nigaah mein bura hota hai. When a person in his own eyes is bad, in his own eyes that I'm so terrible, what I'm doing, what have I done, how useless I am, to Haq Ta'ala ki nigaah mein achha hota hai. Then that person is very good in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Jab apni nigaah mein achha hota hai, and when a person thinks that I'm good, that I've done this, I've achieved this, I've done this, I'm good, to hota hai, Allah ki nigaah mein bura hota hai. Then that person is bad in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a thing that plagues many a person, because of whatever his life was, his history, presently what he might be doing, and he feels that I'm the worst. And because of that now, he doesn't get enjoyment in his ibadat also. So he feels furthered and is convinced that I'm very bad, no enjoyment in my ibadat also. But the truth, Hazrat writes, at that time, and it comes clearly, that whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to, who Allah favors, and Allah's special favors, Allah opens his faults upon him. And a person who feels that I haven't got faults, that is the most faultiest person. Because insan is made of mistakes and errors and forgetfulness. That is what he is made of. Our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam also forgot, erred, and he slipped up in Jannat. So that will be with Bani Adam also. So that is the thing that will be there. So when a person thinks and realizes that I'm weak, and his eyes falls on his own faults, and the natural effect of that is he will stop seeing the faults of other people. Otherwise, whereas a common thing also that we only seeing the faults of others, and this is a terrible hijab, terrible parda, terrible veil and screen that a person he himself is the closest, but he doesn't see his own faults. And he regards himself to be good. That is a very terrible thing. And when he sees his own faults, then Allah loves that person. And Allah loves the person who thinks himself to be, not thinks, but realizes, I am the lowest, I am the worst. At that time, he is the best in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality, that they open up. And continuously, a person makes every effort to stay away from every haram. Every wrong he makes an effort, and then he still feels that I am the worst. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there can't be a second Siddiq like him, there can't be a second Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But he should say, I wish my mother did not give birth to me. I wish I was just a blade of grass. I wish I was nothing. Where? What is darja? Guaranteed Jannat on the tongue of this Sadiqul Masduq, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much our yaqeen cannot come on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's yaqeen, 100% full. But still, how they used to cry to Allah Ta'ala. A person like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what a man. But how he used to cry to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is when a person sees his own weaknesses. And this is a reality. any person, an artist who draws a beautiful picture, the world will praise him. But if he himself, he'll see all the faults in there, because he knows. So when a person can see, that is the kamal of a person, when he can see his faults. And when he can't see his own faults, that is the greatest foolishness of a person, that he can't see his own faults. And a person who can see his own faults, the world can praise him. But he, Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to tell us that Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, in his old age, now when he was just like at home, and like sort of bedridden, whatever the condition, just at home, he used to cry so much. And his daughters, his children should tell him, Hazrat, you are so great. He said, the world tells I'm great, but I know what I am. And he should cry so deeply, profusely, that, Ya Allah, what faith am I going to show you? And so this is the condition of these people. May Allah Ta'ala bless us also with these qualities, that we never think that we are good or anything, and that we are the worst. And that is that humbleness comes in a person, otherwise pride overtakes him, arrogance overtakes him, and all his actions, all his words also, a lot of arrogance and lot of pride. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshaAllah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, also question and answers that were put to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Yeah, this person asks one question. Hazrat, banda ko baaz waqt jab zikr se farigh hota hoon, nafs ko bahut khushi wa farhat ki halat mehsoos hoti hai. He says, Hazrat, sometimes when I complete my zikr, and this is what all ibadat also, when I complete it, I feel very happy and very nice that I've done my zikr, and the enjoyment, connection with Allah, everything, the enjoyment I get. Is khushi ki halat mein mujhe khauf mehsoos hota hai ki ujub وَقِبَرْ کے علامت تو نہیں ہے. Now this feeling of happiness and joy, then I fear, isn't this a sign of pride? And a sign of conceit, that I think I'm better than others, that I'm very good, I look down upon others, they not enjoying their namaz like this, their zikr, their dua, their tahajjud, etc. What enjoyment I'm getting. So isn't it a sign of pride? Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat, what answers Hazrat used to give? Hazrat says, agar usko apni fazilat samjho, to kibar hai. If you regard this, that it is my virtue, my greatness, that I enjoy my zikr, my duas, my tahajjud and that, then that is pride. If you think it is, that I have achieved this, the I comes in there. I have done this, I do this, so then it is pride. Or agar atai haq samjho, and if you think of it as a gift from Allah, that I am not worth it in any way. This is just a gift from Allah Ta'ala. I'm not worthy of it in any way whatsoever. Aur apne ko mustahik na samjho, to shukar hai. When that is shukar, that I'm not worthy of this at all. It is just a gift from Allah, and Allah has blessed me with this. Whether it is the knowledge a person has got, any other quality a person has got, I'm not worthy of it at all. Not even that I worked hard for it. I used to stay awake late into the night. I made lot of effort. That is how I got it. Even in dunya's thing, that I worked very hard today where I am now. At one time, I did not have shoes to wear also. Nothing I had, but I worked very hard and now I got this, then that is pride. And if you think that this is solely from a gift from Allah, that even now I'm not worth it, my heart, there are many people who work so hard, laborers, how hard they work, but poor whole life they remain laborers. They don't get, and whom Allah wants to give, Allah Ta'ala. So it's a gift from Allah, whether it is in our deeni matters or whether it is in our dunya matters. It is, we must just take it purely, I'm not worthy of it at all, and it is just a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And the minute we think that I'm worthy of it, then that is pride of a person. پھر میں نفس کو کہتا ہوں کہ اے نفس تو سر ٹاپا معصیت سے پر ہے. And then I say to my nafs, I say to it, that oh my nafs, from head to toe, you are full of sin. تو کیسے خوش ہوتا ہے. ہاؤ کین یو بی بیکمنگ ہیپی؟ یو آر فل آف سن. تجھ کو چاہیے کہ ہر وقت استغفار کرے. یو ہیو ٹو بی میکنگ استغفار آل دی ٹائم. حضرت بعض وقت قلب بالکل خدا کی طرف متوجہ ہو جاتا ہے. He says sometimes my heart totally inclines to Allah, and many of us feel that sometimes you've got full attention to Allah Ta'ala اور کسی کی طرف خیال نہیں رہتا ہے. And no thought of anyone in namaz, in duas, etc. That condition also Allah blesses. پورا توکل خدا پر ہو جاتا ہے. And full trust is only on Allah Ta'ala. اور بعض وقت یہ حالت قلب میں نہیں پاتا ہوں. And sometimes that condition is not there. You are like ghafil and you feel bad. Why my namaz? What kind of namaz I made? What kind of dua I made? I made dua for 10 minutes, but it was hardly anything. You don't feel that. تو سخت پریشانی معلوم ہوتی ہے. Then I feel very despondent, very bad and very evil, very low. جواب: پریشانی کی کوئی بات نہیں. This is nothing to be worried about. ابتدا میں ایسے انقلابات ہوا کرتے ہیں. And this again is advice for that person who wants to reach perfection. Not just ask casually, we just think about it or we might ask, but a person who wants to go. So Hazrat says, these changes, like a roller coaster you are, these are the beginning conditions. ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ آخر میں استقامت ہو جائیں گے. ان شاء اللہ ٹوارڈز دا اینڈ اف یو کیری آن ود دس جرنی اینڈ یو میک ایفرٹ دین یو ول ہیو استقامت. دین یو وونٹ ہیو دیز ٹو ٹائپس. اور اٹ مائٹ کم ویری سلائٹلی, ویری اوکیزنلی اینڈ ویری سلائٹلی, بٹ مور اینڈ مور یو ول جسٹ بی ٹرننگ ٹوارڈز اللہ تعالیٰ. اگر اسی طرح کام میں لگے رہے, اف یو کنٹینیوسلی فالو ان دس پاتھ, دین ان شاء اللہ یو ول ریچ دس کنڈیشن. So this whole thing is that a person, he needs istiqamah. And this istiqamah, steadfastness, is a thing that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, also the ayat where he was commanded, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. Do we have istiqamah, steadfastness, as you were commanded by Allah Ta'ala? That if a person tries, you will find, to do a thing once off, it's all right. But to continuously do it, your wife told you something, you absorbed it, you didn't say anything, you feel that I'm a big buzurg, that big buzurgs, how they tolerated their wives, I also tolerated her. But not for one time, not for one day, continuously you have to tolerate her. All these things, your neighbor is troubling you, somebody else is troubling you, giving you hardship, giving you uphill all the time, you have to tolerate it all the time. So this istiqamat, to come for Fajr namaz, to get up for tahajjud, many of us, once we get up, we made nice tahajjud, very nice we feel. But it's not a once-off thing, to be doing it every day. One day tahajjud, 5 days no tahajjud, 2 days tahajjud, again 3 days no tahajjud. No, this continuity, all the time. We sometimes, occasion came, some very pretty auntie, and you saved your eyes, and you feel happy. This is a continuous thing. Namaz, who is a namazi? Many of us, I feel I'm a namazi, I make namaz casually, now and then I make. Or I make namaz, but I join in the last rakat. Or I make namaz, but no concentration. Namazi, who is a namazi? So to be called a namazi, whatever else, person going in jamaat, we went for 4 months, more, less, now it's paban, but after a little while, now it's 3 days also, to be going all the time, to be doing your 3 days, 40 days, halat will come, sometimes 2-3 years, your 40 days, and then how you shouting the other friends, and how you making the tashkil, must give your 40, but then when little halat came on you, then your own 40 days, where it goes to, all this is continuous, till maut comes. So this istiqamat, steadfastness is the thing that is required. Not just a once-off thing, but istiqamat. May Allah Ta'ala, and it is only possible by the help of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person on his own, he will fail hopelessly. It's not easy at all. it is a test from Allah Ta'ala. Allah make it easy and Allah don't test us. Allah is that great kind being, and we beg of Him that without test that Allah Ta'ala makes us successful. In spite of the fact that how many ayat Allah said you will be, and no great person is not such that he was not tested. All were tested. And do we think that those who were put to such great tests, and we without tests, we want to be higher than them, or we want to be equal to them? Dreams we are seeing, but we still ask Allah Ta'ala. We still have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We are extremely weak, but this is the way of deen. And this is for those who keep the akhirat in mind, the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, today's times, the world's trend is just to see the immediate thing. Just keep all happy now. You don't upset anyone, nobody upset, we all stay happy now. And the akhirat and all that, don't even worry. That you see the public, see the society, you have to stay in people. Today parents will tell their children that we have to stay with the people. Logo na hati revanu che. You have to stay with the people. So you want to bring in that Allah is watching me. You want to bring in, I'm worried of my qabr, I'm worried of my akhirat. So a person who looks at it from akhirat's point of view, in many hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained dunya's point of view, akhirat's. And then he said, prefer your what is forever, what is for us, what is for Allah, what is for Allah's sake, forever. Don't just look at the temporary things. Many things, just immediately, there is a quick solution also. But the real solution, for example, we see Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's instance that Allahu Akbar. Yusuf alayhi salam, a small little boy, his brothers went put him in the well. And what he had to go through, what his father had to go through. But after how long, then finally that dream became the reality. And finally he becomes the minister of finance of Egypt. He becomes like the minister, the complete king, ruler he becomes. But it wasn't a dream of 1 minute. In fact, for Yusuf, one other thing, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who had committed this terrible great sin of like killing Yusuf alayhi salam, putting him in the well, and that, and then when they saw Yusuf alayhi salam, unto Yusuf, you Yusuf, ana Yusuf wa hadha akhi, yes, I am that Yusuf. And then now they asked the father, they asked Yusuf alayhi salam to forgive him, to forgive them. He forgave them immediately. They asked the father, he said, I'll ask forgiveness. Various as to when, later, a little time, later, tahajjud, whatever it was. And then they were worried, Qiyamah's day. Allah also must forgive us. Then Yaqub alayhi salam made dua for them for 20 years. Then the dua became accepted. Now dua we made today, tears also came out in tahajjud. But then why still my dua is not accepted? How I really applied myself and how I made my dua. Why my dua is not accepted? Yaqub alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Ulul Azam, great Nabi of Allah. 20 years he made dua. Then the dua was accepted. Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Damat Baraka Rahmatullah Ali, also explains that very beautifully. When the dua was accepted now, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with the good news. But then now this dua he made for them. Jibreel alayhi salam stood, he said Yaqub alayhi salam to stand behind him, Yusuf alayhi salam to stand behind him, and then all the brothers behind them. Then he made this dua. Now this is a simple dua, but that was 20 years of groundwork. Then this dua, the fruition and the completion of that dua, he said that Ya Rajal Mu'mineen La taqta raja'ana. Oh, the hope of all the believers, don't break our hope. Allah, we've got hope in you. Don't destroy and don't break our hope. Allah granted hope. Ya ghiyath al mu'mineen aghithna. Oh, the great helper of the believers who listens to their pleas and cries. Listen to us and accept us. Ya mu'in al mu'mineen a'inna. Oh, the great, great being who helps the believers, help us. Ya muhibb al-tawwabin, tub alayna. Oh, the lover of those who make tawbah, forgive us. Now it was completed. So we just make this one dua and everything is over. And Yaqub alayhi salam's 20 years dua. And it wasn't just a casual dua, tahajjud dua. How he used to cry to Allah Ta'ala. So that is, and duas also, normally we make dua for a shop, for money, for business, the illness, this. They used to make dua for qualities, sifat of iman, closeness with Allah, the love of Allah. For the love of Allah, how much do we really ask? And that is what we really have to beg Allah Ta'ala, that Allah becomes ours. We gain the love of Allah. Allah makes us, apne se chipka lo. Paste us with you, join us in such a way that you separate us from everyone else, only yours we become. So for all that, lot of dua, lot of effort, taqwa is required, then we will get. So a person who looks at things from that side, he sees it completely different. And a person who looks at things from dunya side, we all must stay with unity, we must all stay nice, we are all nice, we are all friends, we are all brothers. He looks at it again completely different. And the results also are completely different. So Allah Ta'ala will bless us to see things how they have to be seen. And for that, lot of sabr. Lot of sabr is required. Then we will get these great qualities. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, we are reading the last few poems that Hazrat has quoted with regard to Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, where we not only a person is always happy when good things come, but when difficulties and hardship, then also you must be happy. With that also you have to learn to accept, and Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. That Allah, on all conditions, I am happy with you. When Allah Ta'ala takes the favorites of a person, his eyes away, then Allah asks the farishas, what did my banda said? I am happy with you, Allah. When you gave me eyes, I was happy. When you took away my eyes, I am happy. Allah bring out that is to talk now is very, very easy. But little bit come upon us, then see what our condition is. Or Allah Ta'ala takes your most beloved, your wife, your little child, anyone who you love so much, Allah takes them away. And a person still says, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala says to Malakul Maut, that go and bring that certain banda of man, his ruh, to me. I've tested him in all conditions. And he came out as I wanted him to come out. Hey, Allah, easy conditions, then usually also pride comes, itrana. And difficult conditions, na shukri, na sabri. This is how khaliqal insanu ajula. He wants everything now. Now it must be done. What are you, traffic cop stops you, just now sort it out, give him 100 rand, and whole story is over. And on the other hand, go to jail, sit in the jail, go through everything what you have to, your license gets cancelled, you go and apply for another license, you go for another test, a long story. But that is what we have to do. Who of us are really prepared for, if we just want everything, just quickly sort it out and finish. So just a small lie, yeah, and everything will be over. But we know that al-kizbu, al-sidqu yunji, al-kizbu yuhli. And it's not that immediately then it happens. It takes its toll. And you have to go through a procedure. This test are from Allah, make it easy for us. And with whom Allah's help is, they go through all these difficulties and they enjoy it. The world sees it. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal is being lashed in the jail. But how? Imam Sarakhti, for 15 years or so, he's put in a prison of that time in a well down in the ground. He has to do his toilet there, he has to do his namaz there, he has to do, and how they went through it, we can't imagine. So all these people, and not only one, two, but how many other people, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. So further Hazrat says, Tera jo darde dil mein, Tera jo darde dil mein hai, kaise kahun ata nahi. Your love, O Allah, which is in the heart, how can't I say it is a gift from you? Otherwise, where that gift of the love of Allah Ta'ala, where can that come in the heart? Allah's love, we perhaps, I speak for myself, we got no idea of it, what that love of Allah Ta'ala is. And these people, what that love, when they make dua, when they make their namazes, one time, Hazrat, he went to a certain gathering, they called him, and then they wanted to take photos. So Hazrat said, if you dare take a photo, I will scream so loud, so loud, so loud, and you won't be able to bear that scream that I will give. So they can't tolerate it. Hey, how angry they become on these things. And we say now, gathering, wedding, gathering, now don't spoil everything. Just keep quiet. Afterwards we'll tell them quietly. But these who have got that love of Allah, they can't keep quiet. They can't tolerate. They can't stomach it in the least. But tera jo dard dil mein hai, tera jo dard dil mein hai, your love which is in the heart, kaise kaho ata nahi. How can this is a gift? Otherwise, where are we going to get this? You can have all the gold and all the oil and all the diamonds. What is that compared to a little bit of the love of Allah Ta'ala? Nala rehta hai tujhse be khabar jis par teri ata nahi. That person stays unmindful of you. That person who hasn't got a gift from Allah, that person stays unmindful of you. And that person will look at everything from a very sophisticated, very philosophical, very all dunya's point of view. His view will be there. But that person who's got the love of Allah, he doesn't worry about anything whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities and bring them into our lives. And it is only the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Without Allah's fazl, we stand no chance whatsoever. And we must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is our only source that we have got. And shaitan comes and when he tells us, you so bad, you stand no chance whatsoever, Allah gave us ta'awuz. And ta'awuz, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, is very powerful. Use it. Allah gave it to us. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Very, very powerful, strong things Allah has given us. Allahumma aj'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikra. Oh Allah, make all this wasawis which I have in my heart, all this evil, bad thoughts which are coming, shaitan is pumping them in my heart, you change them, convert them into your fear, khashyataka wa dhikra, and into your remembrance. Allah Ta'ala bless us with this and let us give us the reality of these things, inshallah.